Okay, here's my thing. So, firstly, so I broke my phone the other day, right? So then so my TikTok, listen up, bro. My whole TikTok feed for some reason has been like, oh, how to like pop off on TikTok or whatever. Don't move, ho. Don't give you permission to move. Sit down. I broke my phone the other day, right? Shattered it. I was looking, I'll make a second story about that anyways. But then someone was like, oh my God, all your TikTok drafts were gone. Like, you lost them. I was like, I never have drafts. And that is something I need to talk about because my girlfriends, right? I was talking to them at dinner one night and they're like, I have like 2,000 drafts. Oh my God, if someone posts those, I'll go, it'll be so bad. And my thought was, you could be an influencer. Every single one of those videos, you should have posted. 2,000 videos? Statistically speaking, one of them would have went viral. One of them could have changed your life. But no, because you're too scared of what people think of you. What would all the dust, bruh? You're too scared of what people think of you in a negative connotation sense, that you are too scared to take that leap rather than saying, fuck you, you're gonna judge me. Take this as a piece of advice. If you think someone's judging you for posting videos, I'm judging you for not. And so are thousands of other people. They're judging you because you're not doing it. I don't care what the fuck you post, as long as you're not one of those motherfuckers on a motorcycle who wears their helmet and is like, fuck them. Or a millennial. Outside of that, bro, stop making drafts. Make the video, fucking post it, or don't make the video and be an idiot. Anyways, watch the next video for a story about how I broke my phone because I was stupid.